This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Be sure to press subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening so you don't miss any updates, breaking stories as we continue to cover the cases that we have for you. Imagine moving in to a beachfront townhouse. Okay, now think of the beach. What would be like one of the most amazing beaches that you could get a townhouse at? You ever been to Kauai? Pretty amazing place. It's literally the setting for so many movies that you really would have no idea until you're there, because there's been movies that have been shot there and landscape there that until you see it, you'd think it was all CGI. I did. I went there for the first time last year. I even went by where the very beach house that we're talking about was. And it's such a magical place. It's beautiful there. Movies like Jurassic Park have been shot there. In fact, the gates are actually still there. Movies like Avatar. You think all that CGI? It's not. It's in Kauai. It's crazy. Did a helicopter tour all through some of those canyons, and it was, I swear, one of the coolest things I've ever done. I myself am actually planning on getting married there, but not on the beach that Chad and Lori Daybell did. We got to make sure wherever it's going to be, it's not on the Daybell Beach. And I know where the Daybell Beach is. Almost went there last summer by accident. But imagine this. January 2020, you're on the shores of Kauai. You got your brand new beachfront townhouse that costs, by the way, $6,000 a month to rent. So you probably got to have a little bit of money to be doing that. All is well, right? It's just got to be beautiful. The waves are crashing up on shore. There's the smell of Hawaii, which is only there. Amazing food. It's just a magical place. If it weren't for the fact that there was a nationwide manhunt out for your two missing children, then yes, it'd be a magical time. But how one makes this work in their mind of, oh, this is wonderful. Let's go to the beach. Hey, Chad, you play this ukulele. We're going to get some romantic pictures taken of us getting married on the beach. Oh, yeah, our kids, they're missing. Yeah, everyone's looking for them, including Dateline, including the biological grandparents. Basically, everyone but us are searching for our missing children, but we're good. A reporter on the beach went up to them. Reporter from East Idaho News, Nate Eaton. He just shouted them the question, "Did you do something to your children? Are your children still alive?" And Lori Vallow Daybell, in her typical, "Oh, you silly people," look, her hair all curled, looking nice, just goes, "No comment," as her and Chad just gallivanted away in their $6,000 rental property on Kauai. The reporter pressed on, reminding Vallow that her adopted son, 7-year-old JJ, and her 17-year-old daughter, Tylee, had been missing for 4 months at this point. Saying they've been missing for 4 months. You have nothing to say, but Vallow remained silent. Her only response was a shrug of the shoulders. Because that's appropriate. Shrug of the shoulders. Your kids are missing. Yeah. JJ's biological grandfather was calling the police after failing to reach him. So was his grandmother. Authorities previously conducted a wellness check at Vallow's Rexburg, Idaho home in November. They couldn't locate JJ, and Vallow claimed he was in Arizona with a friend. And that excuse seemed to work for 4 months. I was talking last week with an investigator about this, and it was just simply, why did it take so long for these two to get arrested? And I think it really came down to a failure of the bureaucracy of our system, of how our law enforcement system works. I don't think anyone was truly trying to aid and abet Lori and Chad Daybell. But you have all these different jurisdictions, and she's saying he's down there. They would have had to go check there. And they should have, and they could have, but they didn't. It was a massive failure on the part of law enforcement, whether they want to admit that or not. Once they did get arrested, they got arrested. But it took 4 months of family members pleading, saying, there's something not right here. Could you please check on this? And it always went to, hi, Lori, yeah, we got a concern about your kids. Oh, they're with my friend, and they're fine. Okay. Nice tits. Okay, maybe that part didn't happen, the boob part, but it might as well have, because they just looked at her and believed her story, despite all of the claims that were coming in left and right that there's something wrong and these children are missing. In Arizona with a friend. Okay. I got you. See you later. Lori even called a friend and said, hey, by the way, my alibi, it's you, whether you like it or not. The friend really wasn't cool with that at all at that moment in time. Friend confessed that Valo asked her to lie about JJ's whereabouts. After a $20,000 reward offer, Valo and Daybell are approached by that reporter in Kauai. Dateline also running alongside. Where's your kids? Remains of her children eventually found in Daybell's backyard. Both Valo and Daybell charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. And they could face a death penalty if convicted. This is the story of Chad and Lori Daybell. Valo also faces prosecution in Arizona for conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of her then-husband, Charles Valo. Another interesting mystery murder. There's so many dark things about these people. Prosecutors claim text message records show Valo conspired with her brother, Alex, to kill Charles. Alex died in December 2019, and Daybell is not charged in Charles' death. And by the way, Lori and her brother, the dead one, there's some questionable stuff that went on there too. It's a dark, dark story. We're continuing to follow it for you here. And if you'd like to get exclusive coverage on this story, we have another channel for you to get all of that on. It is called Demise of the Daybells. Just search that wherever you download podcasts. And we're putting chapter upon chapter upon chapter of information about the Daybell case there for you as it continues to develop. Their trial is not far off, supposedly. We'll see if it pans out that way. But we're talking just a few months from now where this is all going to be unraveled in front of a judge. They're still maintaining their innocence. It is a twisted, twisted story. Search Demise of the Daybells wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe so you don't miss our continuing coverage on that case. Hope you enjoy the little story time there of Chad and Lori Daybell. Until next time, for all of us here, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.